Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the Shauqi Watan series. This is a kitab, as we mentioned, that has the Mawlana Ashrafi Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, translation of which is the yearning for the year after, a cheer for the depressed and the solace for the bereaved. So there was a plague that had broken out in India and in the early 1900s, and many people were afflicted in terms of grief, in terms of worry, in terms of stress, in terms of all difficulties and anxieties. So Mawlana looked and he thought to himself that what can I do to make a difference? What can I do to make a positive impact? So what he did was he went around and started giving bayanat, started giving bayans on the love and the desire for a person that he should have for akhirat, and the benefits and all the advantages of a person getting sick and the blessings of becoming sick, and creating a desire in the heart for a person for akhirat. So when he started giving these bayans, he noticed a very positive response in the people. Now that grief, that anxiety, that worry, that stress, all was going away. So he thought to himself, and this is how a master, an intelligent person thinks. He doesn't only think for the people of his town, people of his area, people of his zamana, meaning the people of his era, but he also thinks about how I can benefit people that come afterwards. So he thought to himself, what can I do so that if this repeats itself at some time in the future, how the people in the future also can benefit if they have happened to go through a situation where there's a plague, where they are going through anxiety and stress and worry and grief, and how can they also benefit? So then he decided to pen this kitab, Shauqi Watan. And as I mentioned, that Watan actually, that means the original abode, which refers to akhirat. That is our original abode. So Shauqi Watan, the yearning for the year after. So that's when he penned this kitab. So this is a very beautiful kitab, and it is hoped, as we mentioned in the introduction, we read the introduction, it is hoped if this kitab is read at such a time when there's grief, worry, anxiety, then it will cause that anxiety, worry, grief, stress all to move away, inshallah. And Abi Sa'id radiyallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ما يصيب المسلم من نصب ولا وصب ولا هم ولا حزن ولا أذى ولا غم حتى الشوكة يشاكها إلا كفر الله بها من خطاياه. هذا أبو سعيد رضي الله عنه رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when any difficulty, fatigue, worry, grief, injury or anxiety afflicts a Muslim to the extent that even if a thorn pricks him, then Allah Ta'ala most certainly atones his sins through these afflictions. Doesn't matter what it is, whether it is fatigue, whether it is worry, whether it's grief, injury, anxiety, even to the extent that even one thorn has to poke a person, that because of that difficulty, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is forgiving his sins. And Jabirin radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam li ummi sa'ib, لا تسب الحمى فإنها تذهب خطايا بني آدم كما يذهب الكير خبث الحديد. حضرت جابر رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said to أم سائب رضي الله عنها, do not speak bad of fever because it dispels the sins of man just as the bellows remove the scum of steel. But the bellows, in other words, people that are involved, that we call them blacksmiths, that they are working with fire all the time, they are working with iron ore, they are working with iron, etc., they're shaping it. So every time they put that iron in that fire, what is that? It burns and it cleans that iron from any types of impurities. Even if there have to be germs on it, it will kill the germs with the heat. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that do not speak bad of fever because it dispels, it takes out, it removes the sins of men, just as that fire removes the scum of steel, the dirt from the steel, how that fire is removing it. This fever that comes, the fever is removing all that guna from the body, removing everything, all that guna. So don't speak bad about fever. And Anas radiallahu anhu qal, Sami'atu Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Inna Allah qal, Idha abtalaytu abdi bi habibatayhi fasabara, awwadtuhu minhum al-jannah, yuridu aynayhi. Hadith Anas radiallahu narrated, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, that Allah Ta'ala says, when I test my servant through his two beloved things, that is by taking away his eyesight, two beloved things, his eyes, taking away his eyesight, and he exercised patience over this loss, I will give him paradise in return for his eyes. Allah Pak has taken his eyesight away. Often it happens, person towards the latter part of his life, eyes get weak, sometimes people lose their eyesight. But this hadith is such a it gives you such solace in the heart, you feel so nice, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking this away, He's promising Jannah in return, so what's the big deal? So this is how a Muslim thinks. When any difficulty is coming, he's thinking about the reward, so he takes away the pressure and takes away the stress and anxiety of that difficulty. وَنْ أَنَسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَأَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ قَالْ إِذَا ابْتُلِيَ الْمُسْلِمُ بِبَلَاءٍ فِي جَسَدِهِ قِيلَ لِلْمَلَكْ اُكْتُبْ لَهُ صَالِحَ عَمَلِهِ الَّذِي كَانَ يَعْمَلُ فَإِنْ شَفَى غَسَّلَهُ وَطَهَّرَهُ وَإِنْ قَبَضَهُ غَفَرَ لَهُ وَرَحِمَهُ. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a Muslim is put through a test in his body, example, he's given an illness, the angel who records his good actions is instructed. So that person, that angel that is recording the good, is instructed at this moment, and now this person is ill, that angel now is instructed, continue recording his good actions for which he used to do before he fell ill. If Allah Ta'ala cures him, He will make him clean and pure. If He takes his life away, He treats him with forgiveness and mercy. So here we learn something, that when a person is well and he does good deeds, the day he falls sick and he's unable to do the good deed, he's still getting rewarded for it. The angel is told, continue writing this man's good deed. He couldn't make it now to the masjid, he's not feeling well. But because he was regular about his salah, the angel is told, continue recording this salah for him. So this person continues getting the reward for the salah. Inshallah, as we go, we'll continue. There are beautiful hadith here, all reminding us of the benefits of getting any difficulties in this world, any hardships in this world. And really, this is how the pious would think. They won't take a difficulty as something bad, they would take it as something good. Once there was a great person, he's still alive, from arrived in Pakistan, Maulana Abdul Rahman Sahib, he's the Ustad of Hadith. So once we were in Nigeria, in Jamaat, there was an Ijtima there. So as he was walking, there was a concrete floor, in the area we were staying, there was a concrete floor, just a thin piece of nylon was on the floor. So because of that nylon, it was a little bit slippery, so that Maulana slipped. He slipped and he fell on the concrete floor. And I was just behind him, so I rushed to pick him up. Immediately he picked himself up and said, "Koi baat, guna maaf hota hai." He said, "Through this difficult, Allah is forgiving sins. There is nothing, nothing to worry about." This is how a Muslim thinks. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one battle, he got cut on his finger. So now he tells his finger and he addresses his finger. He says, "Ma anti illa damitin, ma anti illa isba'in damiti, wa fi sabilillahi ma laqiti." You are nothing, just a finger that is bleeding. And that also in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you got afflicted. So what big deal is that? So when a Muslim, he gets ill, he gets sick, he worries, he doesn't play it up, he plays it down. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would cut, and if you see blood, how excited he is. He addresses the finger and says, "Ma anti illa isba'in damiti." You are nothing but one finger that is bleeding. "Fi sabilillahi ma laqit," in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it happened. So what big deal is there? Like that, we keep telling ourselves whenever anything difficulty we receive, that there's some reward for it. Allah Pak knows best. Allah Pak knows best. Some benefit we are getting. So why must we get sad and depressed? Rather, we should be get happy. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is giving us some good in exchange for the small difficulty. May Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.